Nearly two dozen states are watching for new cases of a rare kind of meningitis caused by fungal contamination and injections for back pain. Officials say the shots were custom-made by a Massachusetts pharmacy that shipped about 17,000 doses to states from New York to California. While the disease cannot spread from person to person, at least five people have died and dozens more are sick. The outbreak first showed up in Tennessee, as we hear from Daniel Potter of member station WPLN.
A clinic at St. Thomas Hospital in Nashville received about 2,000 of the contaminated shots and unknowingly gave them to hundreds of patients. Now dozens of people have been coming in every day worried they have meningitis.
That's the thing that keeps me awake at night.
Chief of Medicine Robert Latham says it can take weeks for affected people to get sick, which is partly why it took so long to find the problem, and treatment is slow going.
Right now we're having people who have very, very slowly improving headaches, other altered symptoms, leg pain, bladder weakness, that is very slowly improving. Many of them really are so early into it that they really can't tell that they're any much better yet.
The New England Compounding Center, which prepared the shots, should have had better safeguards, says William Schaffner. He's the chairman of preventative medicine at Vanderbilt and says sloppy work invites contamination.
It must have been egregious if the Food and Drug Administration can look at an unopened vial of material and with their naked eye see elements of the fungus in the pharmaceutical product, in the steroid. I mean, that's not subtle. That's horrendous.
The FDA notes oversight of the compounding pharmacy fell to the state, in this case Massachusetts, in what Schaffner calls a regulatory gap. He says closing that gap should be a priority, though right now treatment comes first. Relatively few of the people who have gotten the tainted shots actually develop meningitis.
It appears at the moment to be really quite low, down around 1% or perhaps even less. Boy, is that fortunate. But it remains to be determined.
So right now I'm just going to work underneath a biohazard hood here.
That's Tanya Snyder, a medical technologist in the Vanderbilt Microbiology Lab. The hood works kind of like a fan over a stove, sucking spores out of the air. Snyder has grown some of the fungus from one patient's spinal fluid and shows me the sample.
So I've got it underneath the microscope here. And what you'll see are things that kind of look almost like flowers.
Snyder will be busy for a while. She'll be working to culture samples from potential meningitis cases for 6 weeks. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Potter in Nashville.
This is NPR News.